Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name's Bobby. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. I just want to remind you, if you haven't reviewed this podcast yet, that would be super helpful. If you jump on iTunes and just search for the weekday podcast and leave us a review, give us 5 stars, that would be awesome. It really does go a long way to help other people know about it. Other way that you can help other people know about it is to share the website on Facebook, on Twitter, email, however you want to do that. It's just weekdaypodcast.com. And right there on that page, you can listen to the current ones, but you can also look through the archives. And our hope is that they would add value to you, that they would be encouraging. Well, today is a simple reminder that is so powerful. And it's this one idea that God loves you. God loves you. God loves you so much that he sent his own son, Jesus, on a mission of love with a message of love. That's one of the reasons why I love Christmas, is every year we have this reminder that God loves us so much that he sent his son. The Bible actually says that God is love. It doesn't just say that he has love, it says that he is love. That is his nature, that God is love. God created everything. He created the entire universe. He created this planet. He created the eclipse that we saw. He created the human race. And then he created you because he loves you. It could be said that the reason you're alive is that God created you as an object of his love. God made you so that he could love you and so that you could love him in return. God's love for you is the reason your heart is beating right now. It is the reason that you're breathing right now. It is the reason that you're alive. And the good news for today is that God loves you on your good days just as much as he loves you on your bad days. He loves you when you can feel it, and he loves you when you can't seem to feel his love, when it feels like he's a million miles away. He loves you regardless of whether or not you think you deserve it. He loves you. And there's nothing you can do that will make him stop loving you. You could try, but you just can't do it because his love for you isn't based on your performance. It's not based on how you're feeling. It's not based on how nice or how good you are today. It is based on his character. God loves you so much that he sent his own son Jesus into this world, as John 3:16 says, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. When Jesus came the first time, he came as a baby, but he grew into a man, and he stretched out his arms as wide as he could on the cross, saying, I love you this much. I love you so much that it hurts. I love you so much that I would die for you so that you don't have to live without me. God's love surpasses all of our knowledge. It surpasses all of our feelings. It's difficult for even us to grasp it. So today, rest in this fact, that God loves you. And just ask this question in your head and your heart, how different would today be if I really believe that? How different would this week be if I really believe that? How differently would I walk through the season that I'm in this life if I really believed that God loved me unconditionally with an unending love that I can't deserve, I can't lose, that he loves me? Would you pause today? Would you ask God himself to reaffirm that love that he has for you in you so that you can walk through this season with confidence? Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. Join us back here tomorrow for another edition of the podcast. And if there's anything we can join you in praying for, just shoot us an email. My email address is just Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just Bobby at sugarhillchurch.com. And if you're new to these, and if you're new to our church, check out the website, sugarhill.church. That will give you a glimpse of who we are, what we're about. We'd love for you to join us this Sunday. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.